May your Friday bless you and keep you. Allow your day to comfort you. May your path of today treat you kindly and gracefully. Let's talk. Do you believe? Welcome to the Cody Brown Show. I am your via host, Cody Brown. And it is Friday, most definitely. So for those of you who are just now tuning into the Cody Brown Show, I want to welcome you. And if you have not seen our Instagram page, you can find this at the Cody Brown Show. And you can also click that link and it will redirect you back to our Anchor platform. Also, you can find the Cody Brown Show on our social media platform on Facebook at the Cody Brown Project. If you're looking for a sponsorship, you can email the Cody Brown Show at gmail.com. If you are looking for the Cody Brown Show to sponsor you, email Cody Brown Show at gmail.com. That is CODBRWN show at gmail.com. Again, CODYBROWN show at gmail.com. Now that we got that out of the way, and also the Cody Brown Show is sponsored by the Beauty Box Culture, your number one via online hair retail store, providing quality over quantity. Moving forward, so let's talk, do you believe in whatever that may be? And I'm really confident that you believe in yourself. I'm really confident to believe that you believe in your brand, you believe in your mission, you believe in your duty to be, right? Eliminating the competition, eliminating the distractions, eliminating the what and the whys and the hows and the whens and should I's. You know, who we are. The Cody Brown Show was a place for entrepreneurs to come and to be inspired, motivated, and to share the entrepreneur experience, my personal journey as an entrepreneur. And even through, you know, I don't believe in bad errors. I call them good errors because we learn from our mistakes, right? So within my journey as entrepreneur, I'm sharing, and I want other entrepreneurs to do the same as well, because my way of giving back is by verbally speaking, verbally motivating, verbally inspiring. And two, I am in the place to where I can give back financially. But moving forward, because the last thing we want to do is make it seem like there is something of lack, because words are more powerful than a coin. Understand that. Material things are temporary, but words are everlasting. Moving forward. So I want you guys to look forward to, we're going to be having some exciting interviews this March. And also, this is the month of International Women's Day. So make sure you hashtag choose to challenge. And you can also go to the internationalwomensday.com and get involved and donate. I, you know, definitely consider myself a lady at times, but as a whole, I am my own woman. I am my own style. I am my own season. And giving back is by motivating and being a mentor for those who feel that they have no voice. And, you know, I love to encourage, and I don't plan on giving up in encouraging the masses, because I want those who feel like they don't have a voice to step up and feel the freedom to be, to believe, and to inspire. I definitely would like to know your input on, you know, how do you believe, you know, Because anybody could tell you anything, right? It sounds so critiqued and rehearsed. And, you know, and when you lack the knowledge, I am definitely one of those statistics in pertaining to, you know, and I am not embarrassed at all whatsoever. Because now it's my job and my duty is to seek and find, right? And what resonates with me because we are individuals, right? But as a collective, you know, the unification of being, you know, overshadows the lack. So with that being said, I am a prodigal product of a statistic of, you know, and what I'm about to say is not to bash, you know, because within that, you know, my upbringing, blessed, very blessed. And so, you know, I come from a small country town and, seeing your same color as a black woman, you know, it's not every day. It's not every day. You get what I'm saying? Unless you're just surrounded by family, you know, then you could say yes. But just ordinary black people just walking around and seeing black businesses and black organizations and things like that, you know, it's a very small, but yet a big world in a small place. So let me just jump right into it and pertaining to what I am referring to. I am an individual whom only celebrated Black History Month in church. Black history was not, I didn't get the stories, you know, and I've come into terms that, you know, some stories were not told because, you know, my grandmother did live in that time of slavery. So I respect that in her form, maybe she did not want to arise that trauma all over again. And for all she knew, it has to be, and in what she believed was to protect her family, right? Moving forward. So we picked this day for Black History Month, and it wasn't celebrated, you know, the whole month. You know, we just pick a date. Everyone wear your daishikis. You find someone, right? You acknowledge them for history. And that was it, and that was all. Now, there's so many more backstories to this, but, you know, I can't tell a story all in one day. And so what I'm referring to and pertaining to statistic is I'm one of those black children whom was not taught or was not amongst other black individuals or groups or organizations who with confidence celebrated the black culture compared to down south or other states who independently celebrate, you know, the black culture. And so with that being said, I feel that my story will resonate with a lot of other black individuals whom have a similarities. Now, we're not going to be just stuck on that dark place, right? Because it does feel like you're left out. You know, it really, you know, it's like your own community will bash you for not knowing the Black National Anthem. Come on now. Arise, a people. Leave no one behind. Because, you know, again, like I said, it's a very debatable, it's a dark place, you know, and this is not the time to space or platform to do so. So let's talk. Do you believe? And where I'm coming from in the place of believing in self is, you know, how are you going to have the confidence to believe in yourself so that you can become a pillar within your community, within your state, within your regional area, as well as globally? Let's talk. Do you believe? So I'm not going to reflect on trauma. I want to reach out to you for those of you who are confident on and off. And let me kind of give you a visual on what it is that I mean on and off of confidence. You know, you wake up with this motivation and you know exactly what your plan and what you're doing of that day. Excuse me. So you don't allow any distractions. You're opening to individuals. Excuse me. Our greetings. However you go about your day. Right? You hold this confidence. Right? Whether that may be in your appearance. Whether that may be in your mental state. Whether that may be on whatever it is that you're proactively practicing on that day, right? Building relations, having the confidence to believe that you're going to bridge a new connection, right? You're going to close the deal for this grant or contract with the confidence, right? So to be, you must establish faith. And when you establish faith, you obtain confidence. Hopefully I'm not talking too fast, or I don't want none of this to go over your head, because I'm referencing to the confidence when it's on and off. I want you to be able to maintain it, because sometimes I myself will get caught off guard and all of a sudden feel misplaced, or I'm feeling the energy of, and I'm like, this is not me. This is not me. What is going on? Right? So understand, to be able to believe and to be, you must establish faith. And when you establish faith, you will obtain confidence. Now understand, faith produces confidence. And when you understand that faith produces confidence, and confidence produces the belief system to believe in self, to believe in what it is you have your mind set on. Okay? Hopefully that will encourage you when you feel a little unbalanced, when you feel your confidence level going down below zero to a negative one. Are you lacking faith? Because in order for you to get the confidence, you have to have that faith. And the only way that you can obtain the belief system is you have to maintain the confidence. So I want to encourage you, where you lack and you shall grow. But how do you grow? How do you know if you're repeating the same mistakes if they come in many forms? Do you feel like your role is active? Or are you playing the role? Or are you just playing the part? So let's take it back. How do you grow? I mean, really think about it. Are you growing? Because that's a tough pill to swallow. That is a subject to face and to admit and to be honest with yourself. Ask yourself, am I growing? I'm not talking about the reflection of looking back at last month or last year. Are you growing as a person? I'm not talking about are you growing in the flow, but are you growing as a person? Are you an individual whom may be misinterpreted in a way of being misread because you may uphold yourself properly and you keep placing yourself amongst people who are intimidated, so then you're classified as being arrogant? Doesn't feel good, especially when you know who you are. You shouldn't have to explain to individuals that you're not stuck up. You shouldn't have to explain to people that you are love, because they see it. But are you going to be honest with yourself on how you can continue to grow? What do you need to water within yourself? What are you able to admit to at face value? I'm a true believer that when your confidence is so strong, that's when all possibilities of possible occurs. It's when you're so confident and focus in what you believe in. I'm talking about you, your brand, what you're building. And then all these things start to come into place. Because I've personally noticed for myself that when I'm no longer focused on the whys and the hows, and I just go with the flow in a way of flowing in my morals and my values and my integrity. Just being self and believing in myself. Whether that be enjoying the day, enjoying the work that I may have created for myself, a duty that needs to be completed for the day, or being amongst another individual who has like-minded conversation. And the most enjoyable is when I'm open-minded to hear someone else's belief system, because somewhere in there's a connection, right? I support your belief system, and in exchange, you support my belief system. Because there is no other form of integrity. There is no other form of a moral. There is no other form of a value. And that's how the alignment and the merge comes into place. The connection. I want you to grow. You know, they say, as you grow, don't look back. But then they say, as you grow, you must put back. And I'm referencing into, you know, wherever your upbringing is and within your community. And if you're not amongst other like-minded individuals who enjoy staying in positivity, because there are many, many groups and individuals whom confidence is on and off. And you know how the off switch of confidence is off of amongst individuals is because they are now fed up with hearing positivity. They are fed up with being amongst the energy of positivity. Okay? Even though I'm still trying to comprehend how a negative and a positive equals a positive. So is being biased and closed-minded that negative? What is it within yourself to where you have to have the faith so that you can have the confidence to be and to believe in yourself that what you're building is worthy and valuable? And it's going to leave a legacy that can be continued, right? Well, I'm just going to leave it right there because I definitely want to continue this segment of Let's Talk, Do You Believe? For the rest of March. So don't forget to follow the Cody Brown Show on Instagram at the Cody Brown Show, as well as follow us on our Facebook platform page at the Cody Brown Project. Also, comment down below, share your story, email the Cody Brown Show at gmail.com. That is CODYBROWN Show at gmail.com. Share your testimony if you are interested in being a guest on the show and you want to. Share your story. The Cody Brown Show definitely welcomes you. So I am definitely sending you faith, confidence, courage, bravery. It's up to you to accept it. Correction. It's up to you or for you to accept it. And don't forget, love is kind, love is gentle, and that is you and I.